Call the meeting to order for the Port of Astoria Board of Commissioners shop session March 17th. May we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner Hill,
Here.
Commissioner Fickle, Commissioner Stevens,
Here.
Commissioner Campbell,
Present.
and Commissioner Roan.
Here. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I asked for changes or agenda additions to the agenda, and you have a letter for you in front of you. The commissioner does in support of Warrington's proposed improvements to EDOC at the Warrington Marina. There's a letter of support for Warrington. So we'll call that action item B. Are there any other changes or additions? We'll move forward. Public comment. Do we have any public comment cards? This is an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding any topic in person. Those must fill out a public comment card form. Those participating in Zoom may raise their hands. I don't see anyone. We'll move to action items. Grazing lease agreement at the airport with Steve Zorich, Deputy Director McGrath.
Sue.
Sue?
Sue. Sorry, Sue. Sue, I'll get this right next time.
Here to present the grazing lease for Stephen Zorich. Stephen Zorich currently has a landside grazing lease agreement with the Port of Astoria. This property is located in the Astoria Warrington Regional Airport and consists of 183 acres of land. The lease originally began in July of 2014 and is now due for renewal. The tenant at Fort wished to renew the lease agreement for 1 year, commencing April 1st, 2026 through March 31st, 2027. The tenant will have four options to renew annually by giving the port 60 days written notice. Both the port and the tenant wish to renew the lease agreement. If the commission has no questions, I request approval of the new grazing lease agreement.
Are no questions. There's a motion if someone would like to make that motion.
I would like to make that motion. I move to approve the grazing lease agreement between the Port of Astoria and Stephen Zorich as presented.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any other additional questions or comments?
I'd just like to comment that Steve does a great job out there. Goes way beyond what he's supposed to and trying to keep that land up. And it's pretty obvious when you drive by it to see it too, you know.
As long as he closes the gates, we'll be fine.
Is this all those cattle that are out there on both sides of the road that he's out there running around? Look at our yellow pickup guy.
We have any plans to do some further cutting and trimming out there between the runways or anything?
Between the runways?
Yeah, so you can see other traffic on the runways.
Yes.
This year? Good.
Okay, all those in favor to approve the grazing lease between the Port of Astoria and Steve Zorich as presented, say aye.
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 All those opposed? And then the second action item is the letter. I'll let the executive director explain the letter.
So I had just given this as a handout at our last meeting because I had received the email from the harbor master at the city of Warrington shortly before the meeting. And I think at that time we had talked about the need. There was actually just an article in the newspaper that I think posted online here a day or two ago. I'm talking about the different grants that the city had gone after and some of the support they would need for some of the various projects, including their stormwater system, docks, things like this. So this letter specifically, I believe is for Connect Oregon money that they're pursuing for EDOC. I did follow up because the email came from the harbor master. I did follow up with a conversation with the city manager to ensure that that's indeed what this was for. And so she just said that if we were going to offer a letter of support, they would need it by the end of the month, the end of March. And so this is actually the draft that they had put together. I didn't receive any feedback between our last meeting and now. So if the commission wishes to approve this, we can get it put on letterhead, make it look presentable, and then Commissioner Roan can sign and we can get that sent to the city.
I would entertain a motion. You've been provided with a motion. If someone would like to make that motion.
I'll move to approve the Port of Astoria providing a letter of support for the Warrington Commercial Dock Replacement Project and authorize the chairman to sign the letter on behalf of the commission.
Is there a second?
I'll say it.
We have a motion and a second to approve the letter of support for Warrington Dock Commercial Dock Replacement Project. Are there any other additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion is passed. We'll move to commission comments. Commissioner Hill.
Yes, I don't know how many of you have taken notice and read the letter or read the paper article about what's going on out of Tongue Point with gravel lift. It was a long, long letter, and I will say I felt it was very accurate. I've spent a lot of time out there just watching things because it's close to my heart, kind of. And, you know, it's really a tragedy the way that it's turned out. Unfortunately, the state of Oregon got caught with not really having a contract that held anybody truly accountable to follow through on the agreements and so on. And the responsibility ends up with the owner of Hyatt Marine, which now is just one person. And, you know, without, I'm not going to say anything bad, but I'll just say that he is responsible for what's going on. And I don't know how it's going to play out. It's just it's really sad. It's a sad happening. It's unlikely that travel will leave the property. It's funny that you can't go down the road and go somewhere else, but nobody knows at this current time what's going to happen. There are some really good people that are left hanging, so to speak. But anyway, if you haven't read that article, I encourage you to look it up on the paper and just kind of get the feel. It's like I say, I believe the article is quite accurate as far as I know. But wonder report.
Commissioner Fickle,
my turn. Well, as many of you know, one of my pet projects is the Clatsop County Animal Shelter. Little pun there. Turns out they have the need for an urgent need for someone to foster a reptile. And if anybody feels like they would like to bring a reptile into their home for a period of time, my wife and I have a 55-gallon fish tank that we can't put fish in. It would work great for a reptile container, Deanna. And you might ask why we don't take the reptile since we have the container. And it's a mystery. She just doesn't want it. So she doesn't want the 55-gallon tank. And so the Clatsop County Animal Shelter does some amazing things. They're not really set up for reptiles. And so maybe you've got a beloved nephew or somebody that would be interested in having a. I'm saying reptile because I don't know if it's a snake or a lizard, but I'm thinking it's probably a snake.
It's a football that eats.
Yeah, one of those. That's all I have this time.
Commissioner Rowan, don't one of your kids have a birthday coming up? That sounds
that I'm aware of. They will not be getting a reptile from anyone circumstances. Not that I'm opposed to someone else getting a reptile.
Of course.
Mr. Stevens.
I hate following reptiles. Well, I did attend the Cruise Host board meeting last week. One thing of note, they did announce that they had advertised for additional volunteers from the community. They posted it in several places and are looking for people who want to donate their time and help us out. Unfortunately, they got very poor results. The few people that did volunteer didn't seem to be really suited for the job. So if you know anyone, if there's any man, woman, or child who feels like they'd like to have a little bit of fun and volunteer for a good cause, spread the word. That's all I had to report.
Thank you. Commissioner Campbell?
Yeah. On several occasions, an item confirmed to me is where they're putting the outfall pipe out here. And I've asked staff on many occasions if we can't do something about that, and I have no answers yet. We've got Pier 1 is contaminated, and that's my understanding from Matt that it's contaminated. And you can't get permits to dredge it. Is that correct?
What are we talking about?
Pier 1.
Pier 1's a big place. What are you talking about?
Between 1 and 2. That outfall pipe.
The outfall.
Yeah.
No, parts of slip 1, there is stuff that would have to be dredged uplands, but not the entire slip. Just what's up forward in one of the forward DMMUs. Stuff out on the water side can be dredged and is going to be dredged by J.F. Brennan next year.
But the slip can't be.
That is the slip. The slip can be dredged, correct. There's just a portion of it up front near Bornstein's that cannot without it going uplands.
Where is that pipe going to go?
That's the pipe.
The discharge pipe.
What discharge pipe?
From this plant that we're putting in right over here.
It doesn't have a discharge pipe.
Shows it on the plans.
Well, this again, the DAF system is completely different. Everything that's going to be produced ends up being hauled off. So it's a call that the dissolved air flotation, which is the DAF system.
Isn't there water going to be discharged there?
What water discharged?
That's supposed to be a discharge pipe. It shows it on the plans.
Okay.
You got a set of plans?
Any of the discharge pipe is going to, anything that is discharged from Bornstein's would be part of the discharge pipe through the 900J permit that is discharged at the northwest corner of Pier 1. Does not go into the slip.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going back a little bit. When the Corps of Engineers did their model study, Al Richman and I went to Vicksburg, Mississippi to watch what happens. You can verify this with any of the barpas that has to dock ship here. When it ebb tides here, runs out hard, it floods on the inside here, next to the dock, the face of the dock. All that water comes rolling back uphill. Very difficult to dock a ship there on an ebb tide because it floods along the docks where they're going to tie up. What I'm concerned about is anything that's going to be discharged out there and where they're going to lay the pipe and how are we going to dredge with a pipe laying in the middle of that slip? Has that been changed?
Oh, that there is no pipe that is going to be laid in the middle of the slip. Any of the discharge pipe is suspended under the dock, and then it is anything that is on the bottom of the slip is out from the slip. So it's actually under the dock, not in the slip.
At the end of the pier?
Correct.
So now are we going to dredge out there? without picking up their pipe.
As we have.
Let it slip.
As we have been.
It's inboard.
So that's what I'm saying. On the face, we've been dredged out there too.
It's inboard on both.
We dredge
aspects. I did a map and I actually checked it out, and the pipe does not protrude in the slip or off the face. Neither.
So we dredged the face of Pier 1 this last year with JF Brennan exactly where that pipe is, and there's no problem.
And the water's going to dump out right on the end of the pier there.
No. The pipe is inboard. And then it goes down into the water. It does not extend beyond the face. And then it discharges on the bottom of the river. Inboard.
Oh, it's going to discharge under the dock. Is that correct?
Like it's not proud of the dock. It's shallow of the dock. So it does not discharge in the river itself, directly under the dock. It's not out into the river. It is dockside. So there would be no danger of any dredging.
There's going to be no solids coming out of that.
Again, whatever their permit through the 900J permit allows is what's going to be able to be discharged there.
There's going to be sediment coming out of there. My concern is that tide flowing uphill on that ebb tide like that's going to wash it right back in the slip. Just like we're getting, it comes down, it goes behind Pier 3 and circles around, comes right back up the face. And this bridge pier was determined that it was the cause of it. It didn't used to do that. Why they produced the model in Vicksburg to see what was happening out here when the dredging got completely different than it was before they built the bridge. But anyway, it's easier to fix these things before they happen rather than after. So excuse me for being vocal about it, but I kind of think there's a problem there. I don't know who's going to correct this contamination that's already in there. That's going to be hauled up land. Is that what you're saying?
As uplands, it depends. But we may be able to, through the permitting process, be able to just let it cap a little bit and then just dredge that area anyway. So it just depends on permitting. But there's a small area on the front end of Slip 1 that right now would need to be dredged uplands.
Okay.
I'd just like to echo Commissioner Hill's comments about the article that was written by Katie Frankowitz of KMUN and also printed in the Astorian, that it was very thorough, and people asked me if it was accurate, and I said yes, it is accurate. In my opinion, I believe that Bob Dorn as a CEO and partner was the face of the project and represented the project in a genuine fashion. And my guess is that he is no longer party to that organization. And that's the way I see it. Executive Director, do you have comments?
I didn't have too much. I guess I would follow up with just a couple comments on the tongue point situation. I had actually had a fairly long conversation in the Safeway parking lot with Willie here a couple weeks ago. And we almost had a quorum because I think two of the commissioners just happened to be at Safeway at the same time. And so that was actually the day or two before that article came out. And I guess full disclosure, Katie had reached out to me here a week or two ago and we had a conversation about the article. And I do think it was a really well-researched and put together article that she had done that kind of gave full context. If you were a reader and had no idea what was going on, I think if you read that, you would have a pretty good idea of kind of the issues at play. A question that did come up, well, there's been several that have come up regarding Tongue Point. And for the most part, obviously, you know, the port at this point doesn't have any involvement down there and officially. And so I've been a little reluctant to opine on it too much, but the question did come up about the enterprise zone. So if commissioners recall, here, man, my time flies, but I think it was probably about 18 to 24 months ago that they had applied because that was a designated enterprise zone area. They had applied for a 15-year tax deferment on any capital investment down at that facility. And so within Clatsop County, the four governing bodies, the approving bodies that have to approve those are Clatsop County, City of Astoria, City of Warrenton, and the Port of Astoria. And so that was at the time approved unanimously. And so the question has come up now that there's operational issues going on and uncertainty going forward of what happens with the enterprise zone. And so I had a conversation the other day with the county manager, Don Boone, regarding this issue. And I know he had been in contact with Kevin Leahy, who has been acting kind of as the point person for these enterprise zone applications. And so the requirements are still in place to in order to qualify for that enterprise zone. And it's tied to two things. It's both job creation and then average wages. And so the enterprise zone requires them to create, and I believe it's 72 or 73 jobs within a 3-year period. And there's reporting requirements where they have to report annually on their progress. And so they're still going to have to, whether they're operating or not, in order to continue to qualify for the enterprise zone, they're going to have to meet those standards in terms of jobs and wages. And so that's something that the county will be monitoring. And then too, there's been questions come up on the state funding that went into that project. And I think Katie had even asked me about that, and I deferred to the state to give comment on the Connect program for which they receive funding. I don't think the port should be commenting on that necessarily, but I know that the state obviously is monitoring the situation very close. And I think it's just it's really it's unfortunate for the entire region because I think there were some big promises and big plans for what was going to happen down there that would have been a huge positive for this area and create these 72, 73 jobs that are fairly well paying that we had talked about, which would have been a big boon to the economy. And so it's one of those situations where there's at this point doesn't seem like there's any winners. Everybody kind of loses. And so I'm hopeful that ultimately they can get to some sort of a resolution and get that operation up and running. But I'm not sure if that's going to happen anytime here in the near future. One just quick thank you. I did want to thank Andrew Bornstein. We ended up with a really small group, but we had some leadership students from Astoria Middle School that were here last week for a tour. Interestingly, one of the students on the tour, his mom works for customs, and so he kind of knew a lot about that and the cruise ships and some of the issues that we faced. And so Andrew did. We were on a pretty quick time frame. We only had him for an hour, and so we had lunch in here, and I just gave him a quick overview of all things Port of Astoria. And then for the last 25 minutes or so, we went over to Bornstein's and just got a quick tour. And they were processing a cod that day. And so it was cool to get to see that their operation was up and running. So just wanted to thank Andrew for taking some time to do that. And then lastly, I'll pass it off to Matt for this, just to give some details on the service out at the airport later this week.
Sure. So we have a memorial service scheduled for U.S. Coast Guard. It's an aviation survival technician, petty officer, second class, Tyler Jaggers, that passed away after some injuries he sustained off of a just there was a mission that they were running and trying to evacuate on a medical and off of Cape Flattery in Washington. So we'll be doing that this Friday between 10 and noon.
Friday, or I thought it was tomorrow. Friday?
Friday the 20th, Friday the 20th, between 10 and noon. It's going to be, it's anticipated to be pretty highly attended events, not open for the public. I just wanted to let everyone know that we're trying to be respectful. We're working with the Coast Guard to just accommodate what they've got going on out there.
That'll be on the in the hangar, is it? In the Coast Guard hangar?
I said it's actually going to be out on the ramp.
Thank you for accommodating them. That is
tragedy. Anyone else? Any more executive? Okay. With that, our upcoming meeting dates, the regular session is April 7th, and the workshop session is on the 21st. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.